You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is February 1st, 2024, and welcome to episode 5. If you haven't done so already, like and subscribe, and then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love, and then head on over to YouTube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to give the YouTube channel some love. Follow me on all the social medias and check out the links down below. And check out the new book website, www.cdsthebook.com. Oh, so I cannot believe that we are already in freaking February. It seems like Thanksgiving was just yesterday, and here we are, second month of 2024, and like if you watch the news and everything else that's going on in the world, it's just like, okay, 2024 showed up and is already acting a fool. Like, we have the alien sightings in Florida, we have all this other stuff happening like around the world, and the probability of going into yet another war with Iran and Iraq, and Palestine doing this to Israel and Israel doing that, and just God, can we all just stop? But you know, it's propaganda, it's whatever you want to call it. So, as you heard me mention about the book website, I finished my manuscript on Monday, and I was so freaking excited. Like, as I was typing up page 363, I was like getting all of these ideas for page 365, and started writing part of 364, and I was like, you know what, I have to write 365 right now because I'm inspired by this. And so I started writing all of the like stuff that I needed and wanted to say on day 365, and then got that all set up, and then went back and finished day 364. So the manuscript as right now sits at 733 pages and has 62,082 words. And when it's all said and done and formatted and everything, I don't know how it's going to change the number of pages or whatever. But I know that I need to add in an acknowledgement page. And I also need to add in all of the imagery that I'm having done. So, yeah. But right now, it just feels amazing to have it done. I've sent out the manuscript in a rough draft form to my colleagues and a couple of reviewers. And there's one more person that I need to ask that has a professional title, and I'm going to see if they would be willing to review it. And then I'm also thinking about asking, so technically I need to ask two more people that are in my Rolodex of people that I know personally that have professional titles that also work within the mental health industry and medical industries, if they will allow me to have a review, and if they will lend their review with their credentialing to it. The one person has already gotten back to me, signed the NDA and all that other stuff, So, feeling really good about it. And now I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to find someone to do the editing and the book formatting for KDP and Barnes & Noble Publishing as regular as traditional print. So, yeah, it's going to be a process. And instead of pushing for March of 2025, my new published date is October of 2024. I was talking to my sister and a few friends about it, and they made the really good suggestion that I get it out before November, so then that way the whole holiday crowd can give it as a gift, and the people that are doing the whole New Year, New Me thing can either receive it as a gift or give, or like purchase it as part of the New Year, New Me resolution movement that happens every year. So I'm just going to go gung-ho with it and see what I can come up with and keep my fingers crossed in the process. I've been in contact with several people on Fiverr. A couple of them are from India, one is from Pakistan, another one's somewhere in the Middle East. I want to say like Istanbul or something like that, but anyways, been talking to a lot of overseas clients, or potential clients to work with, and any donors and stuff like that, they're getting recognized on the acknowledgement page, and so I want to make sure that everything that I do and all the help that I get from the multiple sources that I'm tapping is going to be good and beneficial and, you know, credit where credit is due. So that's what's been going on with me and the book as of late. For everything else, I have just been really kind of focusing on relaxing. Like, my creativity has been in overdrive, so when I'm not putting my time and effort into building up the new book website, my time and effort into the book, my time and effort into doing Instagram marketing and putting that information out there, it has been just relaxing, watching TV, and really doing a deep dive into my video game playing, especially on my cell phone. Like, I've downloaded 5 new games, and I've been playing them religiously, and completely ignoring a lot of the other things that I really need to do. But right now, my focus is on just relaxing and taking each day by day and doing it one step at a time. So, yeah. Outside of that, nothing really new in the medical side of things. I've been using the Liber 3 CGM now for about a month and a half, 2 months, and I still really appreciate and enjoy it so much so that I'm only checking my blood sugar with my meter like maybe once a week, because my blood sugars have been so in range. Like, this morning, it said that I was 258 or something like that, which I have no idea how I was that high, because all I ate last night was for dinner was some pork chops, quinoa, and some green beans, and then I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich afterwards. And with the insulin that I receive at night, because my doctor has it set up so that I get more at night than I do any other day or any other day, any other time. So, I don't know how I woke up at 258 or whatever it was that I was at, but anyways, yeah, I'm also still going to the YMCA. The last week I had to, I took Wednesday off just because that Monday was so emotionally and spiritually and physically draining that I was like just done. And the alarm went off on Wednesday morning and I was like, nope, fuck this. I don't have anything in the tank. I need to just stay home, sleep, and work on the book. And that's all I did. I slept until probably about noon that day, got up, worked on the book for about 2.5 hours, and then went back in and laid down for another 2 hours, and then got up, had dinner, and then went back to bed probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then woke up Thursday just feeling like $1 million. So, it's something that I've really got to keep an eye on is the fact that I overexert myself emotionally. Not so much physically, just emotionally. I overexert myself and I put myself in these taxing situations where I'm taking on everyone else's bullshit and I'm not setting any proper boundaries for myself. And in doing so, I'm putting everyone else ahead of myself and leaving nothing in reserves for myself. So that's something very difficult for me because that's the type of person I am. I'm a people pleaser, and normally I like putting other people's shit before mine because in that way I don't have to deal with anything. I can just like take care of their stuff, and by taking care of their stuff, I'm able to push my stuff out a little bit further. I don't have to think about my stresses. I don't have to think about my depression. I don't have to think about the constant worrying, the constant nagging in the back of my head, the constant feeling of like impending doom, and you know, all that other stuff. So, it's just been nice to be able to kind of zone out these last few days. Like I've been burning through watching reruns of TV shows like, Little Britain USA, which was a stand-up comedy, well, more of a comedy skit show than stand-up comedy, that ran for like a season on HBO a few years ago. And then I rewatched the entire season, or the entire season 1 to season 5 of Absolutely Fabulous. And then I rewatched FX Little Demon. Rewatched the entirety of that. I'm just keeping myself busy and occupied and relaxing and recharging my battery as best as possible. But there is a lot of things that I have put off on the back burner that are like on fire now. So I gotta work on getting that taken care of. So yeah, that's just what's been going on. And I'm scheduled to take another class coming this Monday, which is February 5th. And that is how to deal with and how to identify mental health issues in adolescence. And then I'm still also working on my diploma in mental health class. So I need to actually get back to the diploma in mental health class because I put that on pause while I was trying to finish up the book and everything. Once I kind of made the decision that I needed to get it published this year instead of next year. So I still have about, 14 hours left in that class. And I'm gonna, I suck at taking notes. And so that's the biggest part of these classes is all the note taking that I'm doing. So I need to just start like trying to take key notes from each section and each slide or whatever and keep it moving instead of basically rewriting the entire like presentation. So, oh yeah. But anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or whatever, please put them down below. If you need to get a hold of me, you can shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out the book website, again, that is www.cdsthebook.com. And give me your thoughts and suggestions and all that other stuff. Also, there's a mailing list that you can sign up for to get a newsletter. And I promise I do not spam. I hate spam. The only spam I like comes in a can. And this isn't, you know, the mailing information that you give me only stays with me, and that's as far as it goes. And I don't send out a shit ton of emails because I got everything else in the universe to do. But I do update Instagram fairly often. So that's instagram.com/cdsthebook. But yeah, follow me on all the different things. You'll find the links down below. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.